Here's the latest from Sci-Fi Wire and the worlds of science fiction, fantasy, and horror for the weekend of Saturday, May 23rd, 2020. Did you know Child's Play originally had a different title? That's what screenwriter Don Mancini revealed on Sci-Fi Wire's recent watch party for the 1988 horror classic. So what was its original title? Batteries Not Included. They were forced to change it, though, when Spielberg used the title on a film of his own that released first. So Child's Play was born. Avatar is getting back in front of the camera. New Zealand is ready to start productions again, and James Cameron's Avatar sequels will be taking them up on the offer. Producer John Lando confirmed that shooting on the sci-fi follow-ups is ready to resume next week. Cameron is working on several new sequels which are shooting back-to-back. Dust off the cobwebs that have gathered at Diagon Alley, because Universal Studios in Orlando has set a target date to reopen its Florida Park resort. The park has been closed for more than 2 months due to the coronavirus pandemic. The theme park, home of King Kong, Jurassic Park, Harry Potter, and more, plans to reopen to guests on June 5th. Of course, it will open with a lot of public health-minded changes. Universal Orlando, along with its Universal Hollywood sibling, has been closed since March 15th. There's no word yet on Universal Hollywood's reopening plans. Tuca and Birdie was canceled by Netflix after one season last summer, but that's not the end of the story for the animated series voiced by Tiffany Haddish and Ali Wong. The show will return for a new season on Adult Swim next year. Tuca and Birdie's exaggerated and often surreal art style should feel right at home with Adult Swim's other beloved animated offerings, like Rick and Morty and Robot Chicken. Dig the OG Child's Play title? Pumped about Avatar? Tell us all about it on Twitter at SciFiWire.